Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Second night of the Republican National Convention. From the Washington Post, Trump uses tools of government and re-election effort. First Lady's Rose Garden speech, Pompeo's address, naturalization ceremony raise issue of separation of politics and official business. Trump uses tools of presidency and aim to broaden appeal. Alan, your thoughts on the second night and if it's working?
We do know that Donald Trump eschews norms. So you get a Secretary of State, David, who goes to the King David Hotel in Jerusalem and, despite all precedent and norms, gives a speech at a convention while on official business and is getting very bad marks from a lot of Democrats for it, but clearly reaching out to a Jewish constituency in this country and clearly making a political point. This is just the beginning, because now you have Melania Trump. She has represented herself in the past as being an anti-bully, and in fact has made a big thing out of her position on bullying. Look, Trump is a bully. There can be no question about it. He bullies all the time. He calls Hillary names. Elizabeth Warren is Pocahontas, and each of these insults is gleefully accepted by the followers. Nevertheless, it goes on and on and on. You have people saying that this president has been in the forefront in the fight against COVID. Mrs. Trump makes the point, and she brings up the COVID, which the others don't like to talk about. Nevertheless, in so many ways, he's responsible for so many of the deaths, simply because he didn't act in time and didn't do what he had to do about social distancing and masks and everything else. Then we have the economic argument that's being made. Things were really good before the COVID. Well, yes, they were good for some and not for everybody, that's for sure. But now they're not. So now you have one of the worst economies since the Great Depression, if not the worst. And you have a president who refuses to make a deal in which average working class Americans are taken care of as they were with the first $600 that they got in order to put food on their tables. You know, David, this is not a good time. And as a result, this is all sort of big lie fabrication. The idea that you're making an economic argument that by raising taxes, which is something Joe Biden has allegedly said he would do on the very rich, you are hampering the American dream. Come on.
And each person who got up, including Eric Trump and Melania Trump, continued those falsehoods. Melania Trump specifically on religion. He's the first president to address a special session of the United Nations General Assembly to call upon countries across the world to end religious persecution and honor the right of every person to worship as they choose. The fact, says the AP, no, Trump is certainly not the first U.S. president to address the United Nations Assembly on religious freedom. President Obama did so back in 2012. So the falsehoods around each of the speakers.
Yes, and you know, it was interesting to watch who they chose as speakers. So you see the granddaughter of Billy Graham up there doing her thing in support of the president. You see the son of Falwell with his pants unzipped standing next to a woman with her pants unzipped and in tremendous amount of trouble. And this is a guy who really was close to this president in terms of their politics. So, you know, this is an obvious diversion away from the unfortunate circumstances which find some of the pro-Trump people in such trouble.
And all while this is going on, you've got the situation in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The lawyer now says that this young black man, Mr. Blake, is paralyzed. We have protests erupting for a third night. There's been shootings. But, I mean, this is quite a video, seeing this man being shot multiple times by police from behind as he's getting into the car.
David, nobody will ever forget it. He was getting into the car. He had three little children sitting in the back who will be traumatized for the rest of their lives. He's getting in the car, and his back is to them, and a policeman shoots him in the back 7 times he's shot. Let me ask you this. Was that necessary 7 times? And apparently, this whole thing started when he was trying to break up a fight himself. So we have yet another example of police out of control. That's what happened here. I think if you looked into their minds, you would think that they thought they were doing the right thing. But it was awful. It was terrible. It was beyond belief. You shoot a man in the back 7 times. Unbelievable.
How many people overlook the real racial tension, the real issues, and fall for the law and order pitch?
Well, look, we do know that Donald Trump is playing to the base. His base is law and order all the way. And his main objective, clearly here, and a lot of analysts have talked about this, is to get this base to turn out as close to 100% as they possibly can, and to figure that that's the way you're going to win this thing. Now, they've carefully orchestrated this convention. They'll probably get a little bit of a bump in the polls, and it's going to be a close election. Will the Democrats come out? We know that the Trump appeal to his base will probably be effective. Will it be effective enough to overcome the lethargy of some people who don't want to vote? There are still some young people who are going around saying, let it get worse and then it'll get better. Nonsense. That's just not the way it's going to work. And we had one such letter on the roundtable panel yesterday that just took my breath away. So if in fact there are people who are Democrats who say, I'm not going to vote and let this guy stay in so things will get worse before they get better, it really rattles me.
Speaking of rattled, Hurricane Laura intensifying. The issue, of course, is these intense storms. But amidst this Republican convention, a potential natural disaster happening, will it continue if it is that bad?
Of course it's going to continue. We have a situation in which we are denying the effects of climate. It may be too late, I don't know. But we do know that the ice packs are melting, and we do know that the oceans will be rising and warming, and we do know that there's going to be a great crisis in our environment, and we're doing nothing about it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Great discussions as always.
Thank you, David. Look, these are not easy times, and we all have to stick together